instrumental to him, I surrender all.
Thank you. How many of you enjoy these young ladies? It is sad today that our churches don't appreciate this kind of music. We need to ask God to waken up His people from their spiritual slumber.
Amen.
Because if we can't enjoy music here, how are we going to enjoy it up there?
Right.
We got to get our practice here. Amen? I say to those of you who can't sing, make a joyful noise.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Mom.
And all of us will be in tune and in harmony when we sing in the glory land.
Amen.
But it's good to have a little practice now. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yes, amen. Well, thank you, young ladies, and thank you, George and Vicky, for raising them up in such a wonderful way.
Yes.
And thanks to my dear friend, Brother Ike, and Sister Carol, who is with us in spirit.
Amen.
And we could say, we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And she is only absent from the body, but she is present with the Lord.
Amen.
It's about 30 years since I came in contact with this dear couple and some of you saints, Brother Larry and his dear wife and others who have been coming here for many years. And boy, we're not getting younger each day.
No.
We are getting older, but guess what? Though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Good to see Brother Hatcher and his wife and other dear ones that we have come to love and appreciate way back in the 80s. And here is a song written by a wonderful servant of God that you might have read about. His name is Oswald J. Smith. This man's book on revival touched me as a young Christian. He wrote several books on revival. And he wrote this beautiful song, The Glory of His Presence. Beloved friends, without the presence of the Lord in our midst, we're only having a social gathering.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, right?
But He has promised to be with us.
Amen.
And I know without Him we can't do what He's commissioned us to do.
Right.
And it's good to know even when you don't feel Him. Like Brother Ike now, he is going to feel so much the absence of his dear wife. But though he feels that loneliness, and we do feel so with him, he has the peace of the Lord, and he has the presence of the Lord.
Right.
That is so comforting. And listen to the words of this song. They're very beautiful. And I will just do you two verses, and I want to thank these young ladies for helping me out. Fellowship divine, nevermore can earth allure me. I am His and He is mine. I have seen Him, I have known Him, for He deigns to walk with me. And the glory of His presence will be mine eternally. Oh, the glory of His presence and the beauty of His face. I am His and His forever. Won me by lives. Darkness in the shadow is my Savior I have trod. Sweet indeed have been those lessons since I've walked alone with God. I have seen Him, I have known Him, for He deigns to walk with me. And the glory of His presence will be mine eternally. Oh, the glory of His presence and the beauty of His face. I am His and He is for. Reich loves the song, and I love it too. And what would life be without tears? A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. But be encouraged. Weeping may endure for a night. What comes after that?
Joy.
But joy cometh in the morning. And one day, God will wipe away all tears.
Amen.
From off all faces.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We haven't come there yet, but we will appreciate that time. And so, what does He do? He gives us beauty for ashes. All of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That we might be trees of righteousness.
Yes.
The planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. So even in your tears, you can have joy.
Amen.
Yes. Have you noticed, Paul says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How can that be? How can you be sorrowing and rejoicing at the same time? Well, when you go through it, you will learn that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I hope we can do this beautiful song for you with the help of these dear young ladies.
Silver line, and now
was best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. His tears that I might see the glory of himself revealed to me. I did not know that Christ had wounded I saw how his blood was shed upon the sands. I saw the marks of shame, and I wept and cried. He was my substitute. For me he died, and now I'm glad Christ came so tenderly, and he washed my eyes with tears that thank you so much.
Thank you.